Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
As we left off, we have Hogar chasing the drow down the side of the ruins. And in the room, Thrain noticed his unconscious cousin in the corner, bound up. And Trixie noticed...
Wrong game.
Stop playing Halflings Everything. Nimble Nick noticed loot in the room.
Trixie's not a halfling.
I just rolled it off, noticed everything. Trixie is
Scion,
her Scion.
My Scion
character. I said Trixie.
Yes.
Okay, Nimble Nick noticed loot in the room that she's diving after.
Actually, so, I will just point this out. I just realized all my current players have
names
that start with T. Even my Sith one, Tavis.
Yeah.
Nimble Nick.
I apologize.
No, Tilda.
You're fine.
Okay, yeah.
Leave this game table. Leave your dice.
Turning your dice.
Okay.
Turning your
so,
dice and your inspiration.
So first, the rogue. Would you like to know what loot you're finding in the room?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. That stupid.
Do you have a pencil? Do you have a pencil? Well, she's apparently stopping to loot. So
you go after the drow.
I know where the drow is.
Okay. So you're finding 220 silver pieces, 160 electrum pieces.
Just translate.
160 electrum pieces.
I have almost enough to buy.
And three potions of healing.
Ah, yes, I need
this.
Okay, and while she's going loot crazy, then we've got Hogar. Give me an athletics roll for climbing down the pile, because this one will get you down all the way.
I would like to mention that I was trusting in my fellow infantrymen's recon as opposed to any suspicion I might have had.
He saw him. Well, as much as I want to rescue Thrain, does Thrain. Not Thrain.
Oh.
So I have to go rescue him, and that's a bond. So
that's a bond. I'm gonna chip you, man. He is currently stable, but at zero hit points.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
So 13.
13. That's gonna be a 15 difficulty for climbing down that stuff.
Which means I fall.
Yep. I will give you if you'd like to use your action to do a recovery, or you're gonna have to do an action to get up off the ground. One or the other.
Good news, you got that.
I'll do an action to recover.
Okay, so go ahead and see if you can make the recovery. So if you slip, and then.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, unless the recovery is lower DC.
No, it's the same roll. Okay, so basically you slide, and then you fumble, and you end up at the bottom of the pile.
First thing I want to check is the secret entrance still open?
The secret entrance is still open.
Okay.
And you will take 5 points damage from the fall. All
right.
Okay.
I'm going to go after him now.
Oh, no, you're busy
looting.
You're counting coins.
After?
Okay. No. So Thrain is busy administering aid to his other cousin. Okay. And then we have Sultan. What are you going to do?
The drow's over there!
Okay, you're communicating it to me.
Now we all know.
Okay.
He's
I'm shouting that.
Are you going to go that way?
Yes.
Well, you're shouting it. She's going to hear that.
You just heard that.
And you're hearing a rock slide going on outside.
Okay, good for him. The drow's over there.
So are you going there?
Is she still invisible?
Are you
staying
in a safe spot where you point and say, go that way. They'll go that way.
Go that way and bust it.
You're letting me know,
okay, you're
right?
Peeking through the
I'm
doorway.
Shouting.
Okay.
Yes.
And so I will run. Yeah.
Now, we want to keep I would just like to remind everybody that theoretically we want to keep this one alive for interrogation.
Yes.
We're just going to bleed her a little.
Theoretically.
Hey, Tilda's fine either way.
The way it works is once they get down to 0 hit points, they don't die instantly. They start bleeding out. We assume that normally we let them. But.
Okay, so is now... Xander, give me a perception roll. You're pretty perceptive.
Should I get a bonus if I was just talking to my god about where she is?
No, because she's moved since then.
That's not what you would tell me.
Hey, you were all the way back there going, well,
there's a difference between a picture and a movie.
17.
You actually see a flip of curtain as something zips by into it.
Into the church, the temple.
She's now over there!
No, you know that's the temple.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you shout out to a bunch of people who don't know the lay of the land. She's in the temple. It's not going to help anybody.
True. Yeah, but she'll know that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not really...
Doesn't matter. Say what you
okay,
said.
Okay, so
I just said what I think.
Okay. So, top of the order. Galen, what are you going to do?
I'm running after the drow.
Okay, what's your speed?
30.
Okay, 30 gets you right here.
Oh.
You can do a double move.
Yes, no, can. I can't. Why can't you? Because I've already used it.
No, no, he means you take your action as a move. So
oh,
you keep
okay,
running.
Yeah. Do that, yes. Like how I chased down that one orc. 30. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It is your turn. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go try and catch up.
You're going to be way behind. Just give you an
She's
idea.
She's faster than I am.
What's your speed?
I'm going to do my speed.
Hold on. Top of the character sheet.
Oh, 25 feet?
Oh, you're not as fast as me.
No.
She has a little leg.
She has a little tiny leg. Yep, but I'm going to use my dash.
Okay.
I do want to have dash.
Okay, you're going to use your next action, your action as a move too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 25!
So are we going through this or around this?
I mean, well, you have to, she went through it. Why
you
can't
have to climb up over it or come this way, but you guys don't even know what's over in this area.
Well, but we could go.
We're climbing, baby!
Well, that's a curtain. Well, nobody knows what's over there except
we
Hobart.
We don't know what's
I'm
over there.
I'm just going to climb. I'm just following the
You guys back. Can see.
Yeah,
you know.
We're going that way.
Okay. Okay. So,
now it's
is,
my turn.
I believe so. It is actually Hogarth's turn.
Okay.
You like to pick yourself up.
Getting up for the action.
I just want to say, physics.
So what's it
going
to take to get through here?
This is only a 10 to get through this, because it's just level stuff. It's on the same level.
Okay.
It's basically trash that's been dumped together.
My name is Inogomoto. You killed my father. Prepare to die!
No. You
work in this situation.
Start to climb up, and then you fall backwards.
You're clumsy right now.
Okay.
He's big, they're not good.
He's big and he's in full armor. He's not a ballerina.
That's true.
Yes.
Thrain, what are you going to do? Your cousin looks
okay.
at you. His eyes open just for a brief second.
Okay.
And he looks at you and goes, cousin.
Cut the bonds.
Okay.
Bonus action.
You don't care for Tchaikovsky?
Well, my last move was to go over him. So let's say I cut the bonds in the last move.
Okay.
Okay.
Stab him!
My friends need me, though. So.
Stab him!
But your cousin
if
needs you, too!
If he's stabilized, we can always come back.
I'll use my
he's
last heal.
He's already stabilized.
Bonus action.
Oh, yep. You're giving your last heal to him, okay?
Yeah, I have to.
Aww.
He is your cousin?
Yeah. So, 5 points, 5 hit points. That was my bonus action. And then as my run, up to the pile. I'm going this way after my friends.
Okay, and as you do that, all of a sudden, he wipes the blood from his face, and you realize it's not your younger cousin, it's actually Gundren. It's just that his face was so swollen from the beating that you didn't quite recognize him.
So,
but
as I heal him,
Gundren rocks.
I'll be right back. Keep going.
Just throw yourself
onto
off
the
pile.
In fact,
well, you
I'd
can
like to
just go this
no,
way.
No, I want to leap on the pile and slide down it. So I'm going to let myself fall.
You can
I'm going
try.
To fall. I'm going to fall.
Okay, and as you jump on that pile of trash, you just hear,
cousin, get revenge for me.
Give me an athletics roll. It's difficulty 15, because it's like a big drop. Okay.
That's right. I should have had disadvantage for that.
Well, you have to spend it. Oh, it doesn't help. Nine. I'm going to slide down and take
the damage. Still got down.
I'm going to say I just take the damage, but
he's
still slide down,
down
in a cool way.
Okay, 2 points. As
okay.
you basically, like...
But I still slide down.
Slid on your shield.
Like,
like a kid tobogganing
yeah, there
down
we go.
A snow hill.
Awesome.
But you still land.
Awesome.
Off your feet.
That's fine.
Like, you know that scene, Lord of the Rings, where, like, Legolas is on the shield sliding?
Yeah.
I'm like that, but
it's
less
like
dexterous.
Less cool.
It's like that, but just less
it's
cool.
Like that,
it's like that,
but take away the...
It.
Take away the cool elf.
No, it's
so, okay. Sultan, what are you going to do?
Okay, so 30. Yeah, each one is 10. 10,
yep.
20, 30. And if I run. I don't see why we're not just going this way.
You
you're the only one who knows
you
the way.
Can do that.
You can do that if you want.
I'll even say that in your vision you saw that. The rest of us don't know about it.
So then I'll run.
Yeah, we're vision. Yes. 20,
we're 30, sort of the direct 10, route kind of guys.
Also, I mean, we got to kind of imagine that this is not like we're going to sit around and discuss what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. This is like the heat of the moment. It's not like we're going to have a good time. So you're bolting through the curtain?
Wait, no. Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, so the salted elf, like, bolts past you guys and disappears past the curtain.
I want to say I'm face up.
Okay.
No, I went down in the shield like this, tobogganing, so I'm
okay. Since you guys can't sense anymore.
I'm going to buy a fancy...
God damn it.
I'm going to use the money to buy a fancy new shield after I skip it.
She's been eaten.
She's been eaten.
Something even worse than a drow.
Where'd you put the little figurine for her?
She's all ninja vanished. I put her back over here by
me. She became an M&M, you see.
Yeah.
She's, my god is knowledge, but only knowledge of things related to M&Ms.
What?
I
want to
try the hat.
The pith helmet.
You can try my pith helmet. Yeah. It's adjustable.
Well, it's adjusted to her.
Ow.
Try the derby.
No, don't take my goggles off. He just said don't take the goggles off.
Messing with other people's costume.
The sanctity of costumes.
I think I look better in the derby.
I thought you looked fine. Actually, you do look pretty good in the derby.
No.
I'm wearing a derby.
Yeah.
With goggles.
Well,
because it's steampunk day at the gaming store.
Okay. So.
Derby's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually,
it is
well.
Galen the Gallant's turn.
I'm still going forward.
Are you going to give me an acrobatics roll?
Yes. Yes. Acrobatics. That's dexterity. Okay, there
we go. Yeah, now we'll see what somebody that's good at it is like.
I wouldn't go that far. No. I got a 12. No.
Hey. Oh, that made it.
I got a...
You look cute.
Yeah,
12. He looks awesome.
12?
He looks better than
yeah.
you do.
Okay.
You look very cute.
I'm a dashing debonair young gentleman.
Nah. I have a hat that would look good on Gary.
Okay. What's your speed? 30, I assume?
30.
Okay, so Carrie.
The bone?
Carrie. Make a perception roll.
Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Carrie, make a perception roll.
What? Oh,
you're,
perception roll.
No, Carrie.
What?
You're right here. With
yes.
your movement, you end up right here. Where? What would you like to do? You have your action. Would you like to use your action as a move? As a move?
No, perception.
Or are you going to peek through the curtain?
Peek.
Okay, I'll let you peek through the curtain.
Woohoo!
So she's running up the 19. All agile stuff, and she peeks through the curtain. Okay, this chamber occupies the northern tower of the castle. A stone altar stands in the middle of the room, covered with bloodstained black cloth. Golden ritual implements, a chalice, a knife, and a censer, are carefully arranged on top of the altar. Two archways to the south are covered with heavy curtains. Okay, what do you do? And you see two goblins sitting at the altar who basically turn around and look
at
you.
Did they not see the...
They were doing stuff at the altar.
So they didn't see the drow.
She's
got uber stealth.
Carrie, you poke your head through, the goblins look at you and go, ah! You don't know if they've seen the drow.
I don't have any more actions, so
uh-huh.
I guess I'll
okay.
have to wait.
So then it is the...
Unless I get a for surprise.
It is Nimble next turn.
Do I get a surprise attack?
No, you don't.
Oh, come on.
You
what?
Just...
I basically ambushed him.
No,
you
didn't.
You have to have an action.
You were chomping up through this pile of garbage and then peek through the curtain all sneak alike.
Okay, I'm going to head up to where she is.
Okay, give me an athletics roll.
Okay.
Or acrobatics.
Acrobatics, yes.
You tiptoe up
easily.
The stop.
So. I am a second story person.
Okay,
so you're just
shy of the curtain with that. Do you want to use your bonus dash?
Use my bonus dash.
Yeah,
okay.
Just through, and I want to shoot at one of them.
Yeah, shoot one of the goblins.
Absolutely,
murder all of them.
They're helpless little acolytes.
They ruined my temple. Murder all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we know that.
Murder all of them.
That will definitely hit.
Okay, and no, I don't get my
adjacent ally bonus.
Yeah, does this count as a sneak attack? But I'm right next to her.
No, it's you need
you
to be adjacent
to
them.
Oh, gotcha.
But I do get the sneak attack because they weren't expecting me.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I don't get the third dice, but
I do
get the third dice
I'm
because
like,
I'm
yes,
already
level 3.
Your sneak attack
yeah.
is increased.
Yes!
Your arrow sticks the little goblin acolyte to the altar. And you just hear...
They are not getting their safety deposit back.
They are not getting Okay, so Hogar, you just saw both the human fighter with her bow and the halfling tiptoe up this pile of garbage.
Getting
so
up.
You're going to try
with
again.
This. One, two, three. and I'm crunching towards the door.
Okay.
I'm like, that leads to the temple too.
Okay.
And I'm looking back because at this curtain, if there's anything coming or disturbing,
I can't see
the curtain.
I just see that they're peeking at the sides of the curtain.
I mean the one on the other side. I know. I can't see the curtain from here.
You haven't seen the curtain move at all.
Okay.
Wait, he has been here before, so.
Okay.
He's the only one
that's
been here before.
All right, so it is Thrain's turn.
Okay, I'm just going to keep
moving. I've been in here.
Pick
okay,
himself
are you
going to
go
ground.
Up the pile?
Dust
yes.
Himself off.
I'll go up.
Okay, so you're going to do a double move?
Yep.
No.
Okay, give me a acrobatics roll in your heavy
or
armor.
Athletics, just down.
20.
Woo-hoo!
All
again,
of a sudden, the dwarf
jump
in plate
and
armor
slide.
And his shield. Shh. Does his little barrel rider move? I'm just clomping up there.
Yeah.
Slide down. Okay. So I'm there, right?
Okay.
Okay. So that was not a double move. Right?
Yeah, it was.
It was?
You had to get up
and
then
move.
Run.
So I'm done then.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So it is now Sultan's turn. 10, 20, 30. 10, 20,
30. Oh, wait. I can't go there.
Why can't you go there?
Because there's like everyone there.
Well, there's a spot right
space
here that's
one.
Free.
There's a spot there, yeah. Well, remember, these things are huge. Yeah, it's 10 feet.
What?
Shnikey? What?
Well, I don't know if I being as Hogar as Hogar, I don't know that he visited the temple enough to know that that's there.
Well, we don't know, so
yes.
We just, you know.
I guess a part of the group. He's good. Be part of the group.
Everybody be part of a group.
Also, I'm not covered with
everything
trash.
Everything is awesome. No. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when you live your dreams.
And I think it wasn't even me that triggered it this time. Okay, so it is top of the order again, and Galen, it is your turn.
I'm going to go through and shoot.
How far through are you going to go?
Far enough to shoot him.
well, you tell me where you're going
to
go.
Push me into the next square, please. There.
You're going there?
Yes, I'm going there.
Okay, I just needed to know.
Okay. So that's fine.
She might be stabbed.
Ew. Will a 9 hit?
You shoot an arrow and it sticks in the altar, not the goblin tending the altar.
My turn!
Okay. So it is Nimble Nick's turn.
Okay, I'm going for the other goblin.
Okay, that will hit.
Okay.
Yes.
You pin both to the altar.
Kelly, the goblin slayer. Oh, actually, I don't get that.
No, it's the bush.
Attack bonus,
the
right. Bush. That's right. Just killing
the okay, bush. 9 points of damage.
That kills the goblin.
She killed both
as
goblins.
The other yay. Goblin is stuck to the altar.
Yes. Blood oozing.
Okay, so Hogar, what are you going to do?
Catch up?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to go across here. 3... let's see. Anywhere by now. I know she went through the temple.
You can get to the doorway.
I'll go there and say that's my action for the moment. Yeah.
Okay, Thrain, what are you going to do?
Now I can. I'm
uh-huh.
Somebody go in and proceed.
Well, both goblins are dead.
Okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to move in
drown.
And I'm going to look.
Okay.
Well, I thought one was pinned to the altar.
No, basically pinned the body to the
22.
Altar.
22.
And what are you doing?
I'm looking.
You're looking? 22.
I know the draw disappeared.
She's perceiving.
That's a good thing to do.
She's hunting.
That means you rolled good. You rolled good enough that I have to roll something real quick.
Uh-oh. You perceive so much, you die.
You perceive that right above you is something that, you know, your tunneling culture knows about because you're a dwarf and it's the kind of thing dwarves do.
Scary monsters.
Is they run into things like carrion crawlers.
Oh, God, no!
I hate carrion crawlers!
And it's basically sitting on a shelf right behind you.
Okay, I'm gonna shout. I can shout as my free action.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna shout like bug hunt.
Oh, I like that.
It's a Greek.
Yeah, I hate those things.
Okay. Icky Moko. It is actually yes. It is your turn.
So can I move 10, 20, 30?
Sure.
And because he's short, I can.
Yep.
I can
burning yeah. hands. So you're getting to the altar.
Yes, I totally yeah. pointed where it was.
Okay. Well, if you burning hands there, you will hit him.
No, because he's short.
It's not like
no
high up on the shelf. It's on a shelf about head height. Oh. If you burning hands, it's going to hit your friend.
Well, it's 10.
Well, let me. I could have moved a little.
It's
further.
10 feet. It's 10 feet squares, right?
So that's yeah, fine. I moved a little further.
There are 5 foot squares.
If you want, Xander, you could go right here.
Good, perfect. That's
right there.
There.
Okay, then you're burning hands.
Mm-hmm. So it has to roll to
avoid. It's a dex save against what?
13.
10. It kind of wiggles and writhes and tries to avoid
6.
It.
6.
Give me more dice.
So 12, so 6 points of damage.
Okay. 7 points of damage, it goes with all its tentacles moving. And it is its turn, since you guys charged in here shooting arrows and waking up while it was curled up sleeping.
Dwarves, then.
Okay. So it's going to take a swing at you, Thrain.
That's fine.
Dwarves and carrion crawlers are natural enemies.
We don't like them, they don't like me.
Okay.
They're very racist.
But I thought dwarves were tasty.
No, we've no, discussed the other this. Bunker.
Okay, will a 16 hit you?
No.
Okay, good to know.
20 is my AC still, because it hasn't been 10 minutes.
Okay. Looks like we're going to have to actually wrap it up.
No!
No!
Are you sure? Well, I keep getting the gesture, so...
I was just telling you the time.
I knew the time. Okay. Oh. Okay, if you guys are good to keep going.
I'm reclaiming
okay.
this
Okay, it is Galen's turn.
All right. Foul beast! Die! 17?
17, we'll hit it.
Woo! 10 points of damage.
Youch.
I will as well.
Yeah, as gore comes out of it at that. Okay.
Ew.
And it is Nimaldick's turn.
I'm gonna shoot it!
You have to come in the room to shoot it.
Okay, I'm gonna come in the room just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah,
okay.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay, let's see if I can get into my roll.
Woo!
Oh my god. With a natural 20.
And it's got... So I
well,
actually
it doesn't
get...
have surprise.
No.
Actually, yes, it does. So you get one extra
d6.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh my goodness. And okay, so we got... 13 points of damage. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 16 points of damage. You shouldn't be in a desecrated temple. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, pretty much you hear this horrible sound as her arrow knocks it off the shelf and it just sprays the charred wall that just the elf just burned with gore that's dripping off this nice, good, holy sacrament shelf for the chalices.
It would probably be inappropriate to loot the temple.
No, but
this temple's been desecrated.
Unfortunately, the temple is horribly desecrated.
We're not looting the temple.
The elf has been telling you. The elf has been telling you for a while now that he's been wanting to come and cleanse this place.
Focus. We need to find a drow.
Okay, so obviously, from what you're seeing, the drow went through the doorway. You're guessing.
Since where we're going.
Since does anyone want to do a perception just in case?
Yeah, we'll all do it.
No.
We're all looking for her.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah, somebody better my dice than I do.
19. No, sorry, 18.
13.
18.
13.
Hold on.
7. Is it daytime or nighttime?
It is still daytime.
I perceive nothing.
You roll a 1, and you're like. What was that? It's sticky. Can we loot it? Where does its pockets?
So 18.
Okay, so 18, you definitely get the idea that there's nothing here.
There's the good spirit.
There's
like through the door.
There is the desecrated temple.
Yes.
Well, no, you're perceiving to think if
the
drow is here or not.
Let's go through the door.
Are you wanting to leave the temple at this moment?
Well, we have to kill.
We have to. Yeah,
there's
a
drow
later.
Okay. And we're just close to Lady Clarice.
Okay.
I know. We're really.
I take one of my free actions and say, "You go that way. I'll take this other door."
Oh, and I'm going to say Lady Coraline's over here.
And Sultan, the halfling didn't notice with her perception of one, but there's sacramental treasure on the altar.
The halfling
didn't notice it.
That's where it's going to stay until I reclaim it.
So just make sure you beat the halfling back here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. You're... maybe you wouldn't. I think you would. All right, so you guys are heading into the next room. What is the order that you're going to be coming in the door, and how are you coming in the door?
I'm going to tell Lady Coraline's over
here. Does the door need to be unlocked?
The door seems to be unlocked.
Like someone went through it.
Then I'll go in.
Someone went through it quickly.
Okay.
I'll be in the middle.
Okay. Just pop yourselves in that next room.
I think this is
the order.
Okay.
Or unless you want
to... All right.
I'm willing to go right after Frank.
As you pop your head in that room... You notice that you are obviously in the storeroom. Old casks of salted meat and sacks of rotten grain fill the storage area. Among the supplies, you see a bloody suit of chain mail, a heavy crossbow, and an unsheathed longsword, with the emblem of Neverwinter worked into the hilt. Remember your friend back in Fendalen, who they took his family's armor?
Saladin!
It is Saladin's armor.
Ah, well.
Should we roll perception to see if anyone's in here?
Okay.
No.
Bless you.
Natural 20.
Okay, there's definitely not anyone in this room hiding, but you do see Sultan's gear, and some of the food may be usable if you want to try to eat it.
We can come back later.
Okay.
So, do any of the doors seem...
They all seem to be equally used. This is a fairly occupied area.
So, I know Lady Coraline's over here.
So he says that.
But did you see that she was alone?
Going through this door.
He doesn't. Okay, so you're going that way?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys will... We'll say you're here and you're here. I'm assuming that's good for everybody?
Yeah. Pop the door.
Okay. Are you going to open the door?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're going to open the door?
Yes.
Open.
Yes.
You're bad.
Okay, so pretty much simultaneously, both groups open the door.
Both groups?
Well, are you sure you want to go through this door? Because you know it's an empty storeroom.
He doesn't. Oh, he does.
Oh, an empty storeroom?
Yeah. Well, it's not attached to this one.
And the door doesn't look like it's been used.
Well, this whole area looks occupied, used regularly.
I think Hogar should go in first and try the whole.
That's too late.
Well, yeah, it's too hard.
That requires us discussing.
You're steamrolling through. Yeah. Okay, so who's going first in the door?
But
is the door locked or unlocked?
All these doors are unlocked. Okay. Like I said, these are all
used. It's either Hogar or myself. Who's faster?
Okay, so who's going first?
Either Hogar or myself.
You got 30 movement?
No, 25.
Okay, then I'll go first.
Hogar goes first just because, not because we discuss it, just because he's faster.
Okay. So does that look good for everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sure.
Still pretty injured.
Why do you seem...
I'm last.
You wanted to be last. You said, I'll be last.
Uh-oh.
I'll be last.
Yeah. So okay.
They're gonna kill her.
We took on the bugbear king.
So, quick question: who's gonna be the one that opens the door?
It's Hogar because he's in front.
It's Hogar.
Even though he's gotten Lady Corlin's in there, kicking in the door.
Okay, so you're kicking in the door.
Hopefully, in somebody's face.
Oh, that would be nice.
Everybody, roll initiative.
8.
14.
7. 2. 17.
7.
Somehow I rolled 8 and wasn't last.
Yay!
And you had 17?
Mm-hmm.
And
Kelly?
14.
And Carrie?
7.
Well, this could be a climactic place to start.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun. What do we see behind the door?
And as you kick in the door, you see 4 hobgoblins, 3 of which are around Lady Coraline, poking at her. Jabbing fun at her,
unconscious.
She is actually tied up. She is still awake. She's struggling because we found you in the woods. What were you doing? And then there's another guy here who, as you clearly open the door, he's 5 feet away from the door, and sees you as you see him and the adventuring party behind you. And that is probably a good place to stop there.
All right, now we just gotta save the rescue the deer.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Alrighty, so as we left off, we had Hogarth chasing.
This was your last M&M.
As we left off, we had Hogarth.
You can go M&M-less. Sorry. Oh.
Every time I speak,
didn't
you
realize
start.
You were recording.
Good thing I can edit.